Savitri, Book 2, Canto 12, The Heavens of the Ideal, pages 277 to 278. Always the ideal beckoned from afar. Awakened by the touch of the unseen, discerning the boundary of things achieved, aspire the strong discoverer, tireless thought, revealing at each step a luminous world. It left known summits for the unknown peaks. Impassioned, it sought the lone unrealized truth. It longed for the light that knows not death and birth. Each stage of the soul's remote ascent was built into a constant heaven felt always here. At each pace of the journey marvelous, a new degree of wonder and of bliss, a new rung formed in being's mighty stair, a great white step trembling with jeweled fire, as if a burning spirit quivered there, upholding with its flame the immortal hope, as if a radiant God had given his soul that he might feel the tread of pilgrim feet mounting in haste to the Eternal's house. At either end of each effulgent stair, the heavens of the ideal mind were seen in a blue lucency of dreaming space, like strips of brilliant sky clinging to the moon. On one side glimmered hue on floating hue, a glory of sunrise breaking on the soul, in a tremulous rapture of the heart's insight, in the spontaneous bliss that beauty gives, the lovely kingdoms of the deathless rose. Above the spirit cased in mortal sense are superconscious realms of heavenly peace. Below the inconscient sullen dim abyss, between, behind our life, the deathless rose. Across the covert air the spirit breathes, a body of the cosmic beauty and joy, unseen, unguessed by the blind, suffering world, climbing from nature's deep, surrendered heart, it blooms forever at the feet of God, fed by life's sacrificial mysteries. Here, too, its bud is born in human breasts. Then, by a touch, a presence, or a voice, the world is turned into a temple ground, and all discloses the unknown beloved. In an outburst of heavenly joy and ease, life yields to the divinity within and gives the rapture offering of its all, and the soul opens to felicity. A bliss is felt that never can wholly cease, a sudden mystery of secret grace, flowers goldening our earth of red desire. All the high gods who hid their visages from the soiled, passionate ritual of our hopes reveal their names and their undying powers. A fiery stillness wakes the slumbering cells, a passion of the flesh becoming spirit, and marvelously is fulfilled at last the miracle for which our life was made. A flame in a white voiceless cupola is seen in faces of immortal light, the radiant limbs that know not birth and death, the breasts that suckle the firstborn of the sun, the wings that crowd thought's ardent silences, the eyes that look into spiritual space.